Now, what about the kind of, now would that be what you put like on biscuits and,
yeah,
and things like that?
Same,
you call that molasses.
Yeah.
Well, what about the type that that would be thinner? Was there anything thinner than molasses?
Yes, you can make it any thickness that you want, but the molasses is a pretty thick stage of it.
That's what I thought. Now, when you're talking about, you mentioned earlier about syrup and stuff that you would put that. Now, when you're talking about syrup and it's real syrup, you know, made out of cane, and it's not imitation, you might say it's genuine, something like genuine, would you ever say? I don't know, what do you have on the table, we were talking about it before when we were eating, to season your food with, what do you put on it? We were talking about one time that you said you had to put more than the, we were talking about one kind of, that Morton.
Yeah, salt.
Yeah, and what else would you?
Well, pepper.
Oh, yeah, right, that's what I meant. Now, if you were sitting there and somebody was passing around like a bowl of apples or something like that, and you said, and, you wanted one, you'd say, well, give me, might say, say thing, give me one, but you wanted to say the word apple in it, you'd say, give me,
give me apple.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. That's what I meant. Now, talking about apples, if you had a bunch of apple trees together, what would you call that?
Apple trees.
And what about a person that has well, a person that has a lot of money, what would you call that person?
I'd say he's a wealthy man.
Mm-hmm. What about somebody who didn't have much?
Poor man.
Mm-hmm. Now what about the part inside of a cherry? What do you call that?
Seed.
Now, inside of a peach, what do you call that?
That's a seed too, kernel, seed.
Mm-hmm. There's one kind of a peach that separates from the seed real easily. What kind do you call
it? Oh, we call that a clear stone.
Mm-hmm. What about the other kind?
They're plum.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Now, the part of an apple that you throw away when you're through with that, what?
That's the core.
And did you ever know of a name for little dried up pieces of apple? Did you ever hear them referred to saying that?
I don't reckon I ever did. Well, it's 40. It's 40 feet.
Uh-huh. Now, you were telling me about the two different kinds of things that you put up in that kind of a loft thing that you had in your house. What were the two you said that you put up there to dry?
Walnuts and... I forgot by myself for
them. Yeah, the other kind of...
Peanuts and walnuts.
Peanuts, that's what it was.
We'd sun the peanuts and walnuts a little in the sun, then we'd put them up there to finish drying.
Uh-huh. A walnut would have the hard inner cover of a walnut. What would you call that?
That's the... I don't know, the hole. We take the hole off first, mm-hmm, and then it leaves that other cover there. But I wouldn't know anything to call it, it was just a walnut.
Well.